If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out. Good morning, everybody. It's your girl, Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. It is March the 1st, 2024, and today the topic is, do you want to be healed? Happy Friday and happy new month, everybody. I hope you guys had a wonderful Thursday. Mine was just fine. Yep, mine was good overall. Yeah, man. A quick recap of my Thursday was I went to work. Without me. Well, for those of you all that did not hear my co-host, he wanted you guys to know that I went to work without him yesterday. Yes, I did. I guess his father put it on me. But his father was staying home yesterday. And so I was like, you know what? Male bonding. You know what I'm saying? You were usually with me all the time. Go ahead and stay home with Papa. I'm going to work. Apparently, that was a big deal. Even so much so where he has to voice his opinion today.
But I hated the deal, so I wanted to.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, NJ. It's just sometimes it's okay to spend time with Papa, okay? But anyway, y'all, so that happened yesterday. Shout out to my mom, you know what I'm saying? She was, I got a chance to speak with her yesterday. She sowed some seeds into GSL. Yeah. Yes, shout out to Glemma. You guys can check out her organization, Inspirational Outreach, as well. Let's see what else happened yesterday. Exciting. So we're getting ready for a new series over there at the church for the kids. It's called Glow in the Dark.
Is it today?
No, sir. It's going to be on Sunday. Okay. There's a new series called Glow in the Dark that we'll be kicking off on Sunday, and we were getting the stage and whatnot together. And I mean, listen, look, visions be coming into my heart and mind sometimes, and I really enjoy how this one looks and how it came together. Shout out to my co-partner or my co-worker, Emmanuel. I feel like me and him have been a good team thus far, And I appreciate him believing in the visions that the Lord gives me, especially when it comes to the set design and things of that nature. And so, man, I feel like it came together really well. I put a little teaser video up on my page, on my personal page on Facebook, but I'm going to see if I can get it on Instagram and whatnot as well, so you guys can check it out and see a sneak peek at what the stage looks like. But, yeah, man, so that was a major thing yesterday. Also, we're embarking on, doing tasks and divvying up tasks a little differently and whatnot. So we got that information yesterday as well. A lot of stuff coming up this month, man. This month is going to be a busy month. First of all, my sister's birthday is coming up in a few days. We're supposed to celebrate on Saturday. So that's one thing. Actually, also this Saturday, I'm supposed to be a part of a panel discussion for a STEM or a virtual STEM event. So that's one thing. Sunday is going to be interesting because we got a Sunday fun day coming up on the 13th. Then we got Sunday. Easter. Yes, son. It's a special Sunday that we're going to have. Okay. But I need you to be quiet
the
now.
Kids?
Yes, in the kids' room. Then, of course, Easter is this month as well. And then we'll be wrapping up the month this time next month, which will be April 1st. Y'all know that it's GSL's anniversary. So, yeah, a lot of stuff going on. Also, my niece's birthday is the week after next. So, yeah, man, there's a lot of stuff going on. MJ, did you forget what happened the other day? Okay. You need to go. So, yeah, that was yesterday in a nutshell. Let me go ahead and get into this conversation about do you want to be healed? I would say there's a few things that led me to this conversation today, but the phrase came into my heart and mind. I listened to prayer meditation. I did all that stuff. Then I started scrolling on social media and I came across this post where somebody was asking about what kind of porn do you guys watch? And I'm over here like, I just went to see what the comments was. I mean, I don't know if it was just curiosity or what, but a lot of comments came, I guess, from my perspective of being like, why is this question being asked right now on social media? You know what I'm saying? So that was good to see because, you know, a lot of times you think that a lot of people are, you know, have the same mindset about things like that. But yeah, it seems like, you know, there's more people on the right side or whatever. And honestly, again, like I said, my whole mindset about porn and whatnot has definitely shifted since I met Allie and I heard more about like the behind the scenes of what's actually going on and that we're pretty much watching either people's rape videos or trafficking videos and things of that nature, which we probably don't want to believe and things like that. But that's something to think about. But anyway, there was a comment that stood out to me and an individual, you know, he pretty much said that there's a certain site, I can't remember what it was, but maybe I shouldn't be promoting it anyway. He named the site, and he's like, this site has me in a chokehold. And as I read that comment, the question, do you want to be healed, came into my heart and mind. So that's pretty much where today's conversation comes from. The question, do you want to be healed? I know that was a little tawdry way to get there, but I mean, I'm just being honest with you guys, because what, this is God, sex, and love, right? But anywho, yeah, man, do you want to be healed? And I know that can be a lot of things that we need healing from, not only just physical, which I think a lot of times we think about the physical. We think about, you know, maybe we got hurt or maybe we something's broken, that type of thing. But a lot of times we need what is that mental healing or even that spiritual healing, emotional healing. There's all types of healing that we need. But the question is, do you want it at the end of the day? This reminds me of a conversation I was having yesterday. I don't want to get too deep into it, but I was talking to a good friend of mine and, you know, just listening to some of the current testimony and things of that nature. And, you know, I could sit here and say all day, hey, well, look, this is what the Lord did for me. This is what I had to do, X, Y, and Z. And honestly, I believe so much in the cultivation period. I believe so much in the journey that the Lord took me through that. Yeah, man, I would share my testimony all day long. You know, I'll sit here. I would literally just give people my book if I believe that it will help and encourage and inspire them. Things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? Because I believe in what the Lord has done. Like, it's my testimony at the end of the day. Like, this is what happened in my life and it's playing out. And, you know, so if I can help someone else cultivate their life, right, and maybe have an easier path than I did, then that's what I try to do. And there's been people that I feel like so into, you know, and not just because I want to just see the outcome, but also just because, you know, again, like I said, I believe in what the Lord has done and what the Lord will do for them. But I am curious. I can't lie and say that I'm not. I am curious to see like other people go through their journey based on, you know, whatever the Lord, you know, the things that God showed me, right? And the things that God did with me, for me, and for me. And so with that being said, I mean, you know, there's some ideas and concepts and whatnot. Like there's a show idea that I want to do that's kind of centered around that idea, as well as like, who knows? Maybe I need to put out a course or something because I need to reach people beyond my circle because I don't know if my circle can receive me. And that's probably like what the Bible says, you know what I'm saying? You can't, you know, the prophet in his hometown isn't, I guess, easily received. And it's not just that. I just think sometimes people are on their own journeys and it takes time. And And I'm not taking away from people's time. But anyway, I share all of that to say that that's the question at the end of the day. Do you want the things that you truly say you want? Do you want to be healed? I think deep down we do, right? But then at the same time, it's like either we don't like how it's happening. We don't like how long it takes. We don't like, you know, waiting and trusting on the Lord is a whole thing by itself, because it's like, well, Lord, I can't see you. So I know, hey, I said that plenty of times. I'm like, Lord, okay, I'm waiting on my husband because you can't hold me like a man can, and you can't, you know what I mean? Like, I did all of that too, you know? So I get it. Sometimes things take time. But I'm like, man, when you feel like you don't have time, though, you know what I'm saying? And if you feel like, man, I'm in a situation I need to get out of right now, then that means you need to make some right now choices, you know what I'm saying? And answer that question correctly. Do you want to be healed? Obviously, that took me to the verse or the account about the man at the pool of Bethesda, which I'll go ahead and read that first verse that I feel led to share with you guys this morning, which is John 5 and 6. It says, when Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been there a long time, he said to him, do you want to be healed? Now there's a few things that stood out to me when I was looking into that account this morning. Well, one in this part right here, what stood out to me is that this part is saying he had already been there a long time. Like sometimes we've been in our situation so long that at some point you got to just go ahead and say, you know what? I don't want to stay on this path. I want to be healed. I want to do something different. I want my life to look different, whatever the case is. Again, for me, that was the cultivation period. That was like, okay, Lord, I done tried to do everything by myself. I thought that this was the way, but apparently not. So what is it that you want me to do? Like, that was my crossroad moment. And a lot of us have those moments where we have to come to Jesus moment, you know, and say, hey, I've been in this place a long time. And I see that, you know, basically that, like they say, it's insanity to think that I can continue to do the same thing and get a different result. So what do you need me to do, Lord? What can I do differently? And when you look at that account about that man at that pool, like first he started talking about what he thought that he needed, right? He was like, I can't get to the pool. Nobody's putting me in the pool, right? And I think that's, again, that's how we are, right? Well, one, we're in our place for a long time. And then two, we think we know how it needs to be and how it needs to happen. Oh, well, you know, they just need to put, somebody else needs to put me in the pool, right? And then I'll get healed, right? Now that might have worked for some people, you know what I'm saying? And that might be somebody else's testimony, but that might not be your testimony. So that's, I don't know if that's a word for somebody. I feel like it might be. That might be a word to like think about, you know, because again, you've been in that place a long time. You seeing other people get their blessings or get whatever it is you might want and desire, and you think that it's going to happen the way that it happened for somebody else, right? But what did Jesus tell him to do? He told him to get up and walk. So at that point, I was going deeper, and there's an article at gotquestions.org that I read, and it was talking about that at that point when he said that, basically the man was already healed. And so he got up and walked. And so, son, you're doing too much, son. I need you to go ahead and go. Okay. All right. So as I was saying, like, so Jesus gave him an instruction. Now let's just say if he just sat there and kept debating with Christ and being like, you know what, Lord, but no, like, you know, you're supposed to put me in the pool. No, it's supposed to be you, somebody. Can you get somebody to go put me in the pool? Because that's how it's supposed to be. That's how we do. You know what I'm saying? We be trying to tell the Lord how to do something. You know what I mean? And he already gave us an instruction. But for the biblical account, the gentleman didn't do that, right? What the man did was be obedient, right? And got up and he saw that he could walk. And so sometimes it takes our obedience, y'all. You know, get up and do whatever the Lord told you to do. Again, for me, I was obedient back, look, April 1st, 2020, and got up and did the juice. I had no clue all the stuff that the Lord was going to do with GSL and just daily inspiration. Like, but I'm so grateful, man. I'm so happy to get up in the morning and do this. I'm so grateful that the talk show is coming out. I'm so grateful for the people that are around the world that are helping me you know, cultivate this thing. I'm so grateful for each and every guest that has ever been on the talk show. I'm so grateful for the books and whatnot being published. I got a movie out now. All of these things stem from that first act of obedience, I believe. Now, I got to give glory and honor to the Lord, because at the end of the day, like, that's what happened with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't give no other testimony at the end of the day. But anyway, let me go ahead and keep going with some verses. I see I got a comment from Grit and Grace Podcast. It says, sis, timely word. I came on to upload and saw your title. You're speaking to me, girl. Well, God be the glory. I'm so glad that somebody is receiving this today and that it's resonating and things of that nature. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for commenting and whatnot. And, you know, blessings to you for your upload. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure it's going to be right on time for whoever is listening and watching you as well. So then let's talk about this next verse, y'all. James 4:7. It says, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. One thing I like about my little study this morning is, as I was looking at the different verses, right, I wrote down that verse about the pool of Bethesda. And, of course, the question is, do you want to be healed, right? But then I like how these next verses that were standing out to me just went automatically to how you can get healed. You know what I'm saying? It went from, okay, let's talk about a man at pool of Bethesda. And then it's like, so now you can get healed if, and this verse is telling us pretty much what you need to do. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Again, sometimes submitting yourself to the Lord is just, like I said a second ago, being obedient. Like, I don't want to get too deep about like the situations that I'm conversations and whatnot that I'm having with people, but I'll say this, like sometimes, like one, y'all know that 2024, I told y'all 2024 for me is about doing something different, right? Now I don't know how much different stuff I've done this year. I guess I've done some things different. Anyway, that's beside the point. I said it's gonna be something different this year, right? Now again, sometimes again, that is what we need to do. So if the Lord is saying, hey, learn to be quiet, right? Learn to be still, learn to let me fight your battle, things of that nature. Like, we gotta start practicing. Like, at some point, you gotta start practicing these things. Like, again, yeah, it's gonna take time, and you know, you might not get it right the first time, and it might not feel good, you know, all that different type of stuff. I get all of that, but overall, you have to, basically what I'm getting here is just submitting yourself to the Lord, whatever he's telling you to do. If it's wake up in the morning and do the juice, you know, I don't know what the Lord is telling you to do, y'all, but I just say it pays to be obedient. I'm seeing fruit from obedience, you know? So by submitting yourself to the Lord, like I said, I find myself more at peace. I know I'm sharing this testimony all the time, but again, I don't know who listens to the sound of my voice, if it's your first time listening to me or whatever the case may be. So my thing is, what I found is the more I submit to the Lord, the more I say, okay, Lord, what is it that you want to do? Things of that nature, the more at peace I am with my life. Like, I'm finally in a place of contentment. I share this testimony all the time, because I used to be always like this, reaching, trying to strive, trying to grow, trying to do this. And don't get me wrong, now I'm still determined and I still do stuff like that, but it's not with the same, like, like, I think when I used to do those type of things in the past, it really felt like an urgency. Like, and I feel a sense of urgency about things now, but it's more so about, again, things God. Like, it might be urgent to get this word out, you know what I'm saying? It might be urgent to, you know, that type of thing. It's not necessarily the urgency of issues of life, you know what I mean? And I got bills and stuff just like everybody else, you know, of course, but you know, again, I'm not too much worried about any of those things. I'm like, okay, well, Lord, if you're going to be the provider, X, Y, and Z, then, hey, you know, that's who you are. And I got to believe and trust that. And like I said, I see him working in my life. And I hope that you guys are encouraged and inspired that. And we'll see him working in yours as well. That last part is standing out to me right now as well, to resist the devil and he will flee from you. I know that can be difficult as well. You're facing temptations, right? You see whatever it is right there in front of you. You feel like you're so close, or whatever the case may be. Again, I don't know what it is for you. But I've shared with you guys times where, you know, I had to actively, you know, resist the devil in different situations in my life. I mean, I know, for example, I've shared with you guys numerous times about masturbation being a thing for me in my life, right? There are times where I feel like I fasted from masturbating. and so there was a time when I was single, and I felt like the Lord really wanted me to do that, right? And be intentional about that. And now I can sit here and tell y'all today about self-control. And now I can sit here and say, you know, as I resisted the devil, you know, there's a project that I did one particular day. And I tell this testimony a lot because it was a hard day to go through. But anyway, I was on my journey of I guess, being on my fast from masturbation and my single days. And basically, what happened was, it was one day it was really hard, and I really, really just wanted to just do what I usually would do, right? And I just was like, well, you know, I'm trying my best, Lord, X, Y, and Z. And so that day, I mean, I remember like crying about it and all of that day. But I held strong, and I didn't give in, right? I resisted the devil that day, right? And so I ended up doing some other things. I had my apartment at the time, so I cleaned up. And there's this little project I was doing, I was making some rain boots. I just pretty much took some work boots, and just drew all over them or whatever. So I finished doing that day. And that's like my constant reminder of that particular testimony, because I still have those boots. I want to say I wore them the other day. I wore them like Wednesday. And I can always look at those and say, man, well, I call them my inspiration boots, because I wrote a bunch of like inspirational quotes and just little different stuff like that, things that would encourage me or, you know, that inspired me at that time and stuff. And that's the thing, like I said, now I can sit here to tell y'all the testimony with 10 years later or whenever, you know, however long it was back then. So that's just hopefully an example that we can resist the devil and he will flee. Like, as I resisted him that day, you know, it became easier. And so now when I'm taking my fast or whatever the case may be, it's easier for me. It doesn't feel as bad as it did back then. I'm not necessarily crying every time I'm, you know, resisting and things of that nature. And so we got to, again, practice doing the will of God. Because like I said yesterday, we were talking about human nature yesterday. It's our human nature to rebel against the will of God. And so let's put into practice, I guess, again, doing the will of God. Let me go ahead and share with you guys another verse, because my co-host is just, listen, I guess he letting y'all know he here today. So James 5:15, it says, and the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up, and if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. So that's interesting, y'all, because again, it says here, if he has committed sins. Look, that's all of us, right? All of us have sinned and fallen short. So that means that this word is for all of us. That it says here, the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick. Okay. And so if that's you in any capacity, y'all, again, I hope that you're encouraged and inspired to know that you can be healed. But the question is, do you want to be healed? Right. And if the answer is yes, then, you know, I guess pray that prayer of faith, and then understand that you will be forgiven. I got one more verse before we get into the Bible verse of today, and that is Psalms 147:3. It says, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. At the end of the day, we can trust the Lord, y'all, that this is what he would do. We can set any of our wounds in front of him. We can set any of our things that need to be healed, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, whatever healing that you might need. We can set those things before the Lord, because he will bind up and heal our wounds. And I guess, y'all, that's the juice this morning, all right? Now, the Bible verse of today is 1 John 1:9. It says, but if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. Friends, I hope y'all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God Sent Some Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day. And I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Don't forget that tonight we have a new episode of the GSL Talk Show coming out at 7 p.m. So you guys can tune in tonight to hear from Dr. David Chotka. Yes, he has an amazing testimony that you guys don't want to miss. So tune into that tonight at 7. And yeah, man, I hope y'all have a fabulous Friday. And I look forward to talking to y'all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye. Did you know that you can support us for just 99 cents a month? That's right, friends. You can support everything that we do here at GSL for just 99 cents a month. Take a look around wherever this post is. You might see a link or maybe even a button that says support. Go there, check out the options, consider supporting us because, you know, we enjoy bringing you all the daily inspiration as well as the weekly talk show, but we have much, much more to come. Thank you so much for the consideration. Bye-bye.